Joy Tactics.
Yoshi!
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 Nate, hold on a second. Nate, that was the most half-assed ba-na-na-na-na anybody has ever...
Who else we got? Donkey Kong.
How about Glover? What's his noise?
That Glover, bro, Glover is Sega, bro.
My
right?
fault. Well, that's Glover? Why I gave him a bad noise.
What about Earthworm Jim? See, these are not Nintendo Universe characters, but they need to be honored. Earthworm Jim? What the fuck?
Why didn't they make a game called like Jupiter Worm? You see what I'm saying?
Hey man, you can still make your art. You can still get out there, and you're not done yet. You're only 30. You just are about to turn 30 fucking four in 3 days.
It's just not as fun to express myself when I can tell that it's not being received well. That Earthworm Jim comic, it's been off.
Okay, right. So we got probably the main three characters, right? Yoshi, Mario, and Donkey Kong. Peach. Beautiful Peach. Princess fucking delicious Peach.
Hey, whose character was everybody? Well, real quick.
Yeah.
Let's try and guess what everybody's favorite character was on.
Okay.
What am I talking about? Mario Kart. This feels like an episode where we maybe heard that like something catastrophic was going to happen globally, and we've only got one or two left. Let's just have some fun and like remember shit.
Something really bad's about to happen to everybody, and it's going to be a slow, painful exit from this world for most people. So let's give them a little Nintendo deep dive for their last 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Bro, I know. I like the. What's that pink one with the big fucking? You know what I mean?
The Daniel Kaluuya
movie. This is a newer character, right?
This is that one that has the big fucking mouth. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? That pink thing with the big mouth.
I think I know what you're talking about.
There's no way that you.
All right, hold on. Peel it back for a second. Eric and Nate, it is 7:45 in the morning for them. Nate is struggling.
I'm really struggling.
Jack, I'm doing good, bro. You see the energy I'm bringing.
Well, I do. I really do. You're the most awake one. I was just saying it's fucking 10:57 a.m. where I am. And I'm somehow like, I feel like I'm cold. In it with you guys.
Right.
Well, it is fucking cold out here.
You're upstate yet again.
I need those glasses that look like my eyes are open, and then I can kind of just like just fall asleep right now.
You know what, Nate? I've been thinking lately. You know how Jack needed B12 injections for a while, or should have been getting those? We need to get you to the fucking mall kiosk right now. Get you some injections and get that energy fucking pumping through.
I need some injection. I need something, man.
Well, you could. Hey, you want to take five?
Take five candy bar?
No, just like you're good. Just
to sleep?
Why don't you lean? Just take a nap.
Yeah, just lean. Just chill. We got it, bro. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the fucking Nintendo ride, Nintendo conversation ride. Jack and I got this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just waiting until you guys talk about Zelda, all right? What you guys have
Oh, my God. I
for
fucking
a
forgot.
Second.
Zelda. Right. Damn, you know that Zelda is actually the princess, not the boy who saves Hyrule. Zelda's the girl.
Well aware of that.
Right, good knowledge.
And she also plays Sheik, the dangerous Arabian assassin.
Were they really Arabian?
They made it look that way. They leaned into that vibe.
Is that Zelda from Gerudo? What was the
Zelda
town?
Changes races.
Does she change race?
I never even thought about that.
I guess she does. I mean, she's being racist, bro.
I've never seen Zelda. Who the fuck is that?
Bro, Zelda is the princess that Link is saving.
What are you talking about?
It's really funny because I played all of the Zelda games. If we're just talking about, maybe I've only actually played one of them, but it was the good one, Ocarina. Oh, I played Majora's Mask too, you understand? And I have a lot of awesome fond memories being in the Kikoro Woods, being Kikoro. In the Hyrule Castle field and jumping over things with carrots, being in the desert and chasing that white boy who's running all crazy through the sand.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being in the Gerudo village or whatever. But what I don't remember, I hate to say it, I don't remember saving Nochika at the end.
Well,
am I tripping?
You must be tripping, dude, because that's basically always his mission. Save that shit, chick. Right?
Yeah, this is every game.
Zelda, I'm coming to save you. Just stay alive. Please.
Just wait for 1 second. I need to collect rupees and then I'm on my way, girl.
Rupees. I like how they put Eastern European money up in that thing. Rupee? Or is rupee actually Indian?
It does sound Indian. Ruple is Russian. Ruble?
Ruple. Ruple and rupee. Rupal. See, I love seeing how language bends geographically. Ruple, right. Russia. Rupee, India.
Right. And then cryptocurrency. And then
is, yeah.
And then
Fordham University. That's what they make. That's what they spend there. Crypto.
And who could forget
crypto campus.
Ganondorf.
No. Dude, I remember thinking as a kid, that is a fugly fucking villain. Green.
That's you know what? Is. All of my friends would say that my dad looked like Ganondorf.
He kind of does. He has strong features.
And he does. Like that's the closest like thing to my father. He looks pretty much Ganondorf like.
Nate, I've seen your dad. I'm Google imaging Ganondorf right now. This is a redhead with a full head of hair with green skin who is jacked out the wazoo.
Well, you must be looking at they kind of have changed his vibe a little bit game to game.
Okay, let me go Ocarina of Time.
I would go like, yeah, like a
okay.
You might be looking at the Wind Waker, which, by the way, I think is this might be controversial. That's the best.
I never played Wind Waker.
Wind Waker, you wouldn't think it. They went all cute with it. They changed it up. They went with the cell shading. That one. That's my personal favorite. That's my personal favorite.
Looking at all the Zeldas. So, yeah, clearly the first Zelda was.
Also, if you have a Triforce tattoo, that is concerning.
Would you rather have someone have a Triforce tattoo or a fucking Deathly Hallows triangle? I'd rather say a Triforce, bro. Triforce is way sicker.
How about the Heartogram? Someone's got the Heartogram right above the Johnson. Right above the Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson. I started out as a boom.
First Legend of Zelda, 1986. But that shit's 2D, which means I can't even, you know what I mean? My attention span is so busted now. If something's 2D, yeah, I can't even fucking understand what's happening on it. I need like stimulation. It's vibration. Color.
Hey, those are I would.
Oh, go ahead. You what? Jack.
What's happening?
We're being go so ahead, polite.
Okay. Pass me the rock. So what I like is something that has been carried on throughout all video games that I think like falling on, and that's simply the soundtracks, the OST. Ooh.
Original soundtrack.
Those things make me feel so good when it comes to Pokemon, even Pokemon Game Boy games. And they had nothing to work with but basically a fucking wind-up cuckoo clock. There was no strings, no nothing. They just had bing, bong, bing, 8-bit sounds. Even they were composing. I think I've sang that song before on here, but...
Do it again.
No.
Okay. I respect.
It really is a lesson in the benefits of constraint and constriction on an art form. You see what I'm saying?
8-bit. Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.